Level 3 Listening Test. This test has 10 questions.
Listen to the recording and answer the questions. You will hear the recording twice.
Today, as part of our series of programs about things to do at the weekend, I want to tell you about my recent trip in a balloon. I arrived at the takeoff site at about 5:15 on a cool, misty morning. Our balloon had to take off early, at 6, because after 7 o'clock the sun would be too hot. It took about 3/4 of an hour to get ready, and that was quite hard work. When the balloon was full of air, our pilot asked me to get into the basket with 2 other people, Susanna and her husband Steve. Susanna looked a bit frightened at first, but I thought everything looked fine and couldn't wait to get started. Steve had been on trips like this before and wasn't at all worried. In fact, he was quite proud of the fact that this was his 10th trip. Our pilot was called Pete. There aren't many rules about going up in a balloon. Pete told us not to touch the red rope, and that was all he said we needed to know. He also told us that he really enjoys taking people up in the balloon, and that it's possible to get a pilot's license in 2 months if you work hard. We had a map, but we just had to go where the wind took us. The map did help us, though, because it was easy to see where we were. Luckily, there were no clouds in the sky. We wanted to go towards the nearest big city, but instead found ourselves flying over an airport. Pete wasn't worried. He'd flown over it once before, and he'd had to land there in a hurry. We passed the airport safely, and sometime later landed in a field. The farmer was waiting for us. He said our noisy arrival had interrupted his sleep.
Now listen again.
Today, as part of our series of programs about things to do at the weekend, I want to tell you about my recent trip in a balloon. I arrived at the takeoff site at about 5:15 on a cool, misty morning. Our balloon had to take off early, at 6, because after 7 o'clock the sun would be too hot. It took about 3/4 of an hour to get ready, and that was quite hard work. When the balloon was full of air, our pilot asked me to get into the basket with 2 other people, Susanna and her husband Steve. Susanna looked a bit frightened at first, but I thought everything looked fine and couldn't wait to get started. Steve had been on trips like this before and wasn't at all worried. In fact, he was quite proud of the fact that this was his 10th trip. Our pilot was called Pete. There aren't many rules about going up in a balloon. Pete told us not to touch the red rope, and that was all he said we needed to know. He also told us that he really enjoys taking people up in the balloon, and that it's possible to get a pilot's license in 2 months if you work hard. We had a map, but we just had to go where the wind took us. The map did help us, though, because it was easy to see where we were. Luckily, there were no clouds in the sky. We wanted to go towards the nearest big city, but instead found ourselves flying over an airport. Pete wasn't worried. He'd flown over it once before, and he'd had to land there in a hurry. We passed the airport safely, and sometime later landed in a field. The farmer was waiting for us. He said our noisy arrival had interrupted his sleep.